getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Thanks for hanging with us on a hump day. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Chris Sneed. Here in the First United Bank studio, keep your thoughts and commentary coming in on the 8th Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We got headlines for you in case you are interested. We'll start off with Tech Baseball, and we'll zip through it fast because wasn't pretty. We will talk a little bit of baseball in a moment. But
Wait, what? Oh, we're gonna talk about that? We can give the whole synopsis right now.
Are you gonna make a fart noise into the microphone or something?
No, I'm just gonna say. I mean, Hudson Parker got out of the first inning, and no one else got out of any other inning.
Okay.
And New Mexico is still hitting home runs off the bottom of our bullpen. What we learned again yesterday? The bottom of our bullpen is not very good. And
I don't know. You've had better midweek days. This is your worst midweek day easily. And honestly, this is the first game outside of conference play with Tech losing 17-3 to New Mexico yesterday. It's the first one outside of conference play where you look at it and say, that was a bad loss.
That's a horrible loss.
You don't have any more of those to point to this year.
No. You won the games you should have won, and you
lost to Arkansas twice. You lost to Oregon State. You've lost to Tennessee. I think that's the totality of your non-conference losses. Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, you beat Nebraska. You beat UTA. You beat
Oregon.
I mean, and those are good wins for you right now.
You won your weekend non-conference ones against the nobodies, Gardner Webb, and
you beat ACU. This is a ding against you right here.
It is, and you should be able to do this once a year, though, or once or twice a year. It's just you've messed up in the conference games, and that's where your margin for error is.
Yeah, the University of Texas. Remember the vaunted University of Texas, America's favorite Power Five. Those guys got blasted by UTRGV. Hey, guess who comes here next week?
Yeah. The Vaqueros. Mm-hmm. Tech baseball lost at 17-3 yesterday. Texas Rangers also lose as they played the opener with the Mariners. They lose 4-0. They'll play game two of that three-game series tonight as the Rangers are back at 500, and the Mariners have taken a half-game lead over the Rangers in the standings. You'll find that game at 6:30 on Double T 97.3. Astros fall to the Cubs 7-2, and it is the first time that the Astros, Sneed, have been 10 games under 500 since May of 2016.
I mean, at some point, you're getting to a level where you can't dig yourself out of the hole.
I mean, we got a lot of baseball left to be played, but
yeah, but
the team looks bad.
They look bad. And no matter how many guys you're going to get back, I mean, at some point, you are going to have to – you're getting to a point where you can't dig yourself out of a hole because you're going to have to play like 750 baseball.
Yeah.
For the bulk of the remainder of the year.
Yep. Let's see. So Astros play the Cubbies in game two of their series tonight. You'll find that one following the High School Fan Zone on 100.7 The Score. Texas Tech men's golf in final round action today of the Big 12. Thank you. Big 12 men's championships. I was trying to find the scores. Tech is up a couple of spots from earlier in the day at 8 over par. Texas is running away with this one. 24 under for Texas. The next closest is OSU at 7 under. Tech has struggled a little bit in this tournament as a whole.
Where did this tournament get played?
Whispering Pines down in Trinity, Texas.
That's out of Austin, isn't it?
I think Houston, I believe. Where's Trinity?
I don't know. Houston. I mean, when I said Austin, I was purely guessing.
Trinity, Texas. I don't know why I went with more of an accent there, is between Houston and I don't want to say it's between Houston and Waco. It's straight north of Houston.
Okay.
Up by Davy Crockett National Forest.
Maybe I can go check that out this weekend.
So, like, between Houston and East Texas is how I'd put it. Mm. So, Tech still doing that. Mavs beat the Clippers last night 96-93 to even their first-round series up at a game apiece. They'll head back to Dallas and play on Friday night. Dallas Stars are at home again tonight playing the Golden Knights.
What playoff are you more interested in right now?
By far the Stars.
Yeah, same.
No question.
I mean, it's not even close.
Stars and Golden Knights tonight in Game 2. Stars lost Game 1, 4-3. They'll play Game 2 at 8:30 this evening. Yeah, if I can stay up late enough is the question.
I can't stay up. I've got a 5 a.m. flight tomorrow. Oof.
Well, then just stay up and then don't go to sleep at all.
Ooh, no, but see, at the other end of that 5 a.m. flight, I have a 5-hour drive.
Bum, bum, ba, bum. That's not fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, not fun for anybody.
Have you started making your Christmas list for things you want yet?
What?
Have you started making your Christmas list?
No.
Like, we're not that far out. We're only like 8 months out.
Dude, it's April.
Uh-huh. I'm just checking.
No. I'm as everyone in my family would tell you, they say you are the hardest guy in the world to buy for. Why? I see what I want. I go buy it.
Exactly.
Which is why I get some cool gifts.
You know? Are you like Jamie? Because Jamie does the same thing. Do you tuck it away for several months?
No. No,
so you
I buy things for myself, and so my family, my daughters, and everyone will tell me, you are hard to buy for because you already have it.
Yeah.
They were so happy one year when they bought me a portable outdoor speaker.
Uh huh.
And like 2 days before, I'd bought my own. Literally bought my own. In fact,
did you take it back?
No, I kept both actually.
Oh my gosh!
Here's what I did. I put one in my officiating bag, and I kept one at the house.
What do you do with the officiating one? To music
put
on
it in the locker room.
Okay, I didn't know if you like were jamming on the field before.
Oh yeah, I got one of those with a belt clip. Yeah.
Come on.
No, we just put it in the locker room.
So I found a gift that might be in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Okay. It's called the Therminator.
The Therminator?
You in so far?
Is this like the Wizinator?
I don't know what the Wizinator is, but
that was a thing that players used to use in the 80s.
No, it's not that. You know, guard dogs. Since you're mostly a cat family now,
we don't have cat.
Dogs are kind of obsolete because this is more intimidating.
Yeah.
How about a robot dog with a flamethrower attached? A company called Throwflame is selling a Therminator. You can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet.
Oh, wow. So
the website claims they're legal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit if you're in California or Maryland.
Because, you can have a flamethrower in Texas.
Yeah.
And if that just happens to be attached to a robot dog.
So they're not pushing for the guard dog angle. They're going for, things that it's perfect for, like controlled burns or snow and ice removal or clearing weeds.
Or getting kids.
Pyrotechnics and entertainment.
Or, scaring kids that are throwing crap at your mailbox.
Ooh, I think. Oh.
That would be awesome.
So here's said video.
The gas.
Pumping gasoline into this robot dog.
Oh.
That thing looks freaking creepy to begin with.
See, I don't want that in my dog. House. That's all I really need is to have that thing take over my life.
The robo thing.
No, that's got a laser on it. Come to life and kill me in my sleep.
Yeah, iRobot, like all of that right here. Show me the flame-throwing part.
Yeah, all I see is that thing rocking around the forest.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, yeah. that's choice. And I'm not talking Woodman.
So you're in.
Oh, where can I get one? Take my money.
Throwflame. The website Throwflame.
Take my money.
Might cost you a few game checks, Snead.
Oh.
What's your guess on
multiple,
this?
Multiple game checks?
Yeah, multiple.
What's the cost on that?
What do you guess?
Well, I'm going to see how many game checks it's going to cost me.
$9,400 for this robot flame-throwing dog.
So, a little under two game checks.
Okay, let's go. So we're getting it for the show, right?
No. Oh, okay. Get it from my house.
Oh, okay. Well, can I come over?
Hey, coyotes in the backyard?
Yeah. Take that.
Come through. You want to poop in my backyard? Watch this. I'm going to put a motion detector on that thing.
And you can control it with your phone. That's crazy.
Oh, look. There's a coyote pooping in my backyard again.
See ya.
Be like Wile-E.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your hump day. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Y'all keep the commentary rolling in on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. We'll have a secret word of the day 15 minutes away. So stay tuned for that and your chance to win some more cash-a-lean. A few from the chat line. Bottom line, guys, it'll be tough to follow the Derby call today. Good luck. We knew that coming in. It's all downhill.
So. And then that's why we're going to run it again.
Yeah. We're going to just completely run it again at 2:30 today. So.
Yep.
Barnyard Pimp was just tired from all the working. Okay. There.
No kidding.
Horse Pants. Visual aid from Tyler on the chat line. If a horse wore pants, would he wear them like this or this?
I mean, he's valid.
That's a great question. It's got it on all four legs or just on the back two, but covers the rump.
I mean.
I go the right one. The back two legs covering the rump.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one won't.
I mean, but the first one makes you think. Is that right?
Well,
it's a philosophical question.
You're not covering the entire keister on the first one. So I'm like, what's the purpose of pants?
Are the pants to cover the keister or to cover the legs?
That is a philosophical question.
And so therefore, I mean
the like you're not going to get these topics anywhere else, bottom line.
Right? I mean, it's Derby Day.
What is the purpose of pants?
I mean, are they covering legs?
Are you trying to cover nether regions and backsides? What's the purpose? My say is it's more to cover the latter.
The legs?
No, the
keister?
The keister and nether regions.
Keister coverage?
I think so. That could be a horse name, yeah. Sneed, you look very sharp. I appreciate the effort.
Oh, well, we're trying. I'm just trying to keep up with Joyce. I mean, I'm not rocking Kentucky Derby money.
Bro. People say I have money. I don't have money. I just spend, like, every bit of it, I just spend.
Are you or are you not going to the Kentucky Derby this year?
Yeah, I'm spending all the money to go there, and then the kids will eat ramen the rest of the year.
Okay.
So we'll roll. Just totally
do you or do you not have more than two vehicles in your driveway?
Actually, no. We just have two now.
You did, though.
There was a point where we've had three, but you have like six. Bro. Pal.
Buddy.
Muchacho.
Dude. Guy.
Champ.
Friend.
Hot shot.
Don't call me friend. Wait, what is it?
Don't call me friend, pal.
Pal.
Call me pal, Skippy.
So,
Dude. Bruh.
Texas Tech basketball got some news yesterday.
Which one, the men or the women?
The men's.
Well, didn't we already know that he was staying?
No, not that kind of news. Okay. I don't understand. Like, everyone I'm fine with the kids doing it.
Everyone has to have their moment to get to put their statement out there and get a bunch of likes.
I legitimately think there are some kids out there that aren't seeking that out, but they're advised, hey, just to cool people down a little, calm the waters, can you throw a statement out here? Can you do this
Hey,
for
Red
us?
Raider Nation, I had a great time. Let's run it back again.
Like, seriously, that's the expectation. Woo-hoo. We have to have a run it back statement now,
well,
which is silly to
I
me.
I think that's where it's becoming the season where you have the transfer portal season, you have the signing season, and now you're going to have the I'm staying season. And it's almost like
these kids, and God bless them. I mean, you know, they get the opportunity. They get recruited. They sign. They go to the school. They transfer. They get in the transfer portal. They get to go back into that, get loved again.
Yeah.
And then sign somewhere else and have a new fan base love them. And then if they don't like how it all goes there, do it all again.
Yeah.
And as long as you have a little bit of ability, you can have a whole bunch of different fan bases love you. Or you can just say, I'm going to run it back.
It's crazy. But, like, I would say there's probably 20% of kids out there, 20% that are just fine without putting one of those statements out.
I think it's less than that.
You think it's less?
I think it's way less than
you
that.
You might be right.
I think that number is in single digits. But I think it's closer to zero than it is to 10.
I think there are some that are advised, hey, let's just make our fan base happy here. And will you post this on your social? I don't know. Could be way off on that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
That was not the news I was talking about.
Okay, what was it?
John Rothstein put out the matchups for the Big 12 Big East battle.
Mm.
And I will say,
they think not very much of us.
I am rather disappointed in how Texas Tech will play.
I thought the same thing.
As a matter of fact, I think this is the least attractive matchup you could have gotten at home.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking, I wasn't terribly fired up to go up to DePaul, but at least Terrence Shannon got to go home and play in front of his fans.
Sure. And DePaul, to me, is that they scrapped their whole team. They fired their coach. Like, the you get the least attractive of every team out there. Baylor plays at UConn, obviously the best matchup. Kansas at Creighton, one of the best, if not the second best. Marquette at Iowa State, another fantastic one.
How do they miss the Marquette at Texas?
Because they're not there next year.
Ah,
I know.
Jeez.
I know.
They're going to be in the old Big Ten SEC channel next year.
Butler at Houston, decent one there.
Yeah.
Xavier at TCU, would have taken that. Would have taken that.
The X-Men.
Kansas State at St. John's. Cincy at Nova. BYU at Providence. Oklahoma State plays at Seton Hall. Georgetown at West Virginia. DePaul at Texas Tech. Okay, so then there's the caveat of, okay, this group of teams has to play home and these teams away. So here's your teams that had to play on the road that could have played at Texas Tech. That's Butler, who you played last year. Marquette. Xavier. Georgetown. And DePaul.
You've already had Georgetown.
Now
you've already had Georgetown in Lubbock. You played Butler previous.
Last year.
This season, yeah. Marquette was probably one, but they probably needed a better matchup for.
And Iowa State fits that bill.
And it's a regional match.
So that's fine. That leaves you Xavier and DePaul.
I think Xavier.
Why does TCU get Xavier instead of Tech?
I just think they, you know, maybe they. I don't know.
I don't get the.
I don't.
Doesn't make sense to me. TCU's a 9 seed in the tournament this year. They largely, I mean, you look at the performance and attractiveness of them as a basketball program compared to Texas Tech. Again, I don't want to whine and complain because there are teams not playing in this. There's that other factor.
Yeah, you could not be.
I don't see any.
We've been in that. In that area.
There are none of the new schools that are in this.
Yeah, that's because they're all...
No.
I mean, well, Houston.
I mean new.
Arizona State.
No, Arizona, yeah. Arizona State, Utah, or...
None of them brought anything to the, you know, except for Arizona.
Or Colorado.
So why isn't Arizona playing in this deal?
UCF is not playing in this.
Oh.
Who else am I missing?
I didn't hear BYU's name.
Yeah, Providence.
Oh,
three, four, five.
Why?
At Providence.
Why? Well, we couldn't go to Providence. We already did that.
So there's 11 matchups here.
So we get.
So that leaves UCF and the other four. Yeah, UCF and the new four. That's who gets omitted from this particular setup. And I don't know. Maybe this is exactly who Grant McCaslin requested. I have no idea. Maybe he's like, hey. We want an easier one because we're still going to be figuring out our team. Maybe that's the case.
I mean, if you had had Butler, if you'd played Butler a few weeks later, I mean, you played Butler well. I mean, you held you were in that game most of the day. I mean, you were led in that game most of the way.
Yeah. So, I'm not a huge fan of it. Like DePaul, it's DePaul. Oh well. Even though Georgetown was complete garbage, they were a terrible basketball team when they came here.
It was Georgetown. It was Patrick Ewing.
It was Georgetown, and you still got to see Patrick Ewing.
And his Patrick Ewing's wife.
Like, what do you get with DePaul coming to town?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm grabbing about something that's 7 months away, six months away, but at the same time, I feel like you've earned more respect as your basketball program in the last half decade plus, that maybe you should get a little better of a matchup.
Yeah. Would you have traded a better matchup for a road game?
No, because it's your turn to be at home.
Okay.
So it is the bottom line.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your hump day. Hump day. Listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. 100.7 The Score mobile app as well. Hey Snead, I'm Choice, and it is time to reveal the secret word for this Wednesday, April the 24th. We here at 100.7 The Score have teamed up with our friends at The Home Zone, making your house a home, to give away $10,000 in totality to our lucky local listeners. That includes several weekly giveaways and a grand prize of $2,500 at Two Docks on Thursday, June the 20th. Don't forget, David Estrada already won this week. One of our sports station listeners. $250 cash money.
Straight cash, homie.
So congrats to David. You want to be like David? Go type this in at 107thescore.com. Your word is... Can I get a drum roll? Marlins. Marlins might be the most forgettable team in Major League Baseball to me.
Like, it's when I'm trying to remember that team has won two World Series and immediately dismantled the teams.
So dumb.
And then two different general managers managed to put together World Series winning teams. Yep. And they got rewarded by them saying, okay, great, we'll take the trophy. Now we're going to go send these players off to...
Bye. And that organization has had some legit players come through.
Dudes come through there. That's absolute
Miguel
guys.
Cabrera. Yeah. Justin Verlander. No.
No.
Was he never a Marlin for a little bit? Anyway, Stanton, you've had Hanley Ramirez. It was pretty good there at that time. Pudge Rodriguez was a bot player, but he won a championship with him.
Mm-hmm. Makes you mad that
I hated it.
That he gets that video of him holding the ball, squeezing it, and just...
Like, I was happy for him, but mad that it wasn't him as a Ranger that did it. Who am I thinking of pitcher-wise that was really good with them?
Good question.
No.
It wasn't Verlander.
No, Verlander was Tigers. Anyway, someone help me out on the chat line. Going back to the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Choice, do you or do you not have a ranch? I have some ranch dressing at the house, sure. Who doesn't? It's from Big Huey. Snead has six vehicles, but he doesn't pretend... not to be a fat cat. I'm not a fat cat. We have a place to hunt deer and run a few head of cattle.
That's called a ranch.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
When the video goes up, there will be a treat at the end, so make sure you watch all of it. That's from Bullfighter. He'll put the audio to the video, so there's that. What was the hit to the RPI with the loss to New Mexico?
2 points, two places, 30.
About as minimal as you could have. So
at this point in the season, wins, I mean, yeah, granted, losing a game to 200-plus team is not good.
No,
but
you don't like it.
You've played 46, not 47 games. Is that what it is? So the damage is not nearly as bad as it would be if you did this in week. Game 13.
Sure.
if you lost to them when you played over there, that loss would have hurt a lot because, it wouldn't have hurt as much because it was a road loss to a bad team. But still, it's a home loss to 208. Is that where they were at, 208?
08 or 09, yeah.
It's not good, but, I mean, there is some good in it, is that your RPI is good enough to withstand it.
Withstand. That's withstand. A real thing.
Withstand. Sustain gonna, or withstand.
We're going to withstand it.
Yeah. You can sustain, you can withhold, but you can't sustain.
Can that go
withstand.
On the horse name? Withstand it.
Withstand it.
We might write that down. We'll see. So, I think if you're in, you want to keep having these hosting conversations or anything like that that are far away.
I feel bad that I allowed myself to have that conversation yesterday.
I think, Snead, if you want to have it, I think there's a round number you can look at.
40.
40, yep.
Yeah.
If you hit the 40 win mark, I think that's what gets you to hosting territory. Yeah. And I'm saying territory.
The problem is the math that got you there. Involved. I mean, you still have to win series on the road, something you've had a hard time doing this year.
40 is 11 more wins out of, I think, 13 games left. You win 12 out of, or 11 out of your final 13. That means you're sweeping one of your Big 12 series.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
You put yourself into a have to situation.
So yeah, I don't think it's.
And the likely one is this weekend. And do you think, when was the last time you swept in Lawrence?
Oh, man. Can't remember.
I want to tell you, I don't think it was in the Tim Tadlock era.
I would believe you because I can't remember one.
Yeah.
It's
been
a while.
I want to probably say it was probably back in the Larry Hayes era. And Richie Price was probably the head coach. I mean, Bobby Randall is probably the head coach up there, by the way.
Yeah. I believe you.
And that was back in the days when baseball at Kansas got just enough money to put their name on the front of the uniform.
Just whose name?
Like, I'm not even sure.
The Jayhawk name on the front?
You know, the funny thing about that is that was a program that went to the World Series in 88, and they still didn't care.
Two different people helping me out. Josh Beckett was the name I was thinking
Josh
of.
Josh Beckett.
There we go. Let's throw it back. Man, where did that guy go? He was really good for a hot minute.
Blow it out. Blow his arm out. And
probably.
He was done.
Probably.
And
Beckett. AJ Burnett, another one.
AJ Burnett.
That's another good name. They have had some really good people come through that organization.
He got paid.
Cliff Floyd.
He ended up as a Ranger.
Floyd did?
Yeah.
I don't remember Cliff Floyd days.
Cliff Floyd went to the Astros and ended up as a Ranger.
Did he really? Yeah.
He got the Rangers in a postseason run.
You remember when Carl Everett was a Ranger?
I remember when Carl Everett
was a Ranger. Milton Bradley was a Ranger.
Oh, God.
That guy was a doofus.
And dirty, by the way. I thought Milton Bradley was a dirty player.
Oh, well, he's a dirty person. Pretty sure he got in trouble for hitting a woman. Yeah.
Don't hit women, guys. That's dumb.
That's pretty simple rule to follow.
Simple rule to follow.
Really simple rule, yeah.
Don't hit one of my daughters.
Marquise said, or maybe they go to a better situation than the one they're in. What were we talking about there?
We're talking about kids in the transfer portal. I agree with you, Marcus.
Yeah.
Marquise. I'm sorry. I agree with you, Marquise.
Or Red Raider 2 Guns, either one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. But I think the kids these days, they kind of like the attention that they get. I mean, because recruiting these days involves a lot of Twitter and Instagram posts and things like that, where you get to go to schools and you get to try the uniforms on, you take all the pictures and everything, and you run around and then bags of cash and stuff like that. And it's probably more like the old days in the 80s and 70s when you showed up there they'd hand a couple of guys on the team a wad of $100 bills and say, make sure this guy has a great weekend.
You know, it's crazy. I'm going through. We're trying to make a camp list for Neil this summer of different places he'll go, you know, to do the showcase thing and try to get seen by coaches and that sort of thing. I've seen on almost every website, every camp place, camp open to 9th through 12th graders, this sort of thing. And now there's a caveat in there. And players currently in the transfer portal. Mm. You're going to have college kids running around with 9th graders out there. in camp. It's just so weird. It's a weird world we live in. And I'm still adapting and adjusting. And I've largely taken the approach you have as a sports fan of not caring and just rooting for the jersey, rooting for the laundry, and really rooting for the university. That's what it comes down to.
I root for the double T.
But it's still weird. It's still hard to wrap your mind around every bit of this. Like, there's going to be legit men, grown men out there running around with some ninth graders in the transfer portal. You can have seniors out there. But
I mean, is that good or bad for those kids?
Oh, I don't have a clue. All these camps are about is recognition. That's why they make them
$40 or $50
so people can afford it to go get in front of coaches. But it's just, I don't know.
It's kind of like when I felt like I paid the $25 to go to the Cincinnati Reds baseball tryout in El Paso, so I could feel like I told everyone I tried
just,
out for those
just to
Reds.
Say you could do it. Yeah.
I tried out for the Reds.
Yeah. All right, keep the commentary rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get back to some more of your thoughts, talk some more basketball, baseball, all of that to come. Sneed, looking dapper today.
Good times. We're trying to, man.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Joyce Whitman, Jamie Lentz here in the First United Bank Studio. You get the Bottom Line on 107 Score and 107score.com. 15 minutes away from a dad joke of the day. Maybe. An hour out from the re-air of the majestic third annual End of the Bench Derby presented by the Bottom Line. So if you missed it earlier, the horses were shod and the jockeys were jocked, I think is how Clint puts it.
There are a lot of people in my life that I'm probably not going to go around quoting.
Oh, is he one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clint Scott, probably one of them.
I'll learn from you.
For fear that I would say something that was off color.
Off color?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Clint's life is off color, so.
For fear that it might be end and start with rock chalk or.
Oh. That's extremely off color. Mm-hmm. You just said that out loud, too.
I did.
Of course, you have no filter when it comes to saying disgusting teams phrases.
Like fly eagles fly.
Like cursing right there. Open air. Horrible. Kids, I hope you didn't have like a doctor's appointment today or something like that where you were in the car and had to listen to that.
It's kind of sad for me because I have a rooting interest in all the entire NFC East.
Where's the Washington one? Oh, Cliff?
Kingsbury's
okay.
There.
That one just happened. Okay.
Okay.
But the Giants.
And my dad's team. The Eagles.
Eagles' disgusting boyfriend. That's a,
boyfriend
like
in law.
Horrible. Yeah, I should probably not say your boyfriend. For anybody that's just joined the show. Yeah.
And then the Cowboys.
Not boyfriend in law. Daughter's, you know. Daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, whatever you want to call
whatever
it.
Whatever you want to call that. Well, future son-in-law?
Well, that's what seems like a little bit presumptuous.
Is it? I don't know. He's been in the picture for, what, at least 2 years, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's. I think you could start to presume if you want to. How embarrassed would the daughter be if she heard you call him future son-in-law on the radio? Would she be pretty embarrassed?
The older daughter doesn't get embarrassed nearly as much. She would be fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably what she assumes, too. He may have a completely different idea.
Whoa! Whoa!
Not marrying into...
He said
into,
that on air?
Not marrying done. Into that family.
I'm gone. See ya. So, yeah. Yeah, so anybody that just heard Jamie utter that phrase, I'm so sorry. Unless you're a kid that's out of school right now and skipping school, then you're a perfect Eagles fan. You probably fit. Fit right along with them that's playing hooky. So.
Did you like the movie Invincible?
Am I allowed to admit it?
Isn't it weird when you have movies like that where you end up like you're rooting against your team?
So you love Fever Pitch.
Yeah, it's actually good.
It's
it kills
a pretty
good
movie,
me.
Right?
It kills me.
there's so much baseball in it.
Yes,
and like baseball fandom.
But I've only watched it a few times because it's just like it stings
like,
too much.
Oh, this Red Sox junk.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the, I mean, that's like the harshest sports memory pretty much as a Yankee fan that you can
go for.
Yeah.
losing three in a row.
Four in a row.
Four. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to lose the fourth one for it to matter. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good movie. It's fun.
That's the one year I went to go see the Red Sox. I saw them in their championship year. Yeah. 2004, they played the A's at Fenway. And there were three home runs hit by Nomar Garciaparra, Manny Ramirez, and I cannot remember the third guy.
Mm.
Some Burns guy hit.
Was no it? Steroids there. None at all.
No. Some Burns guy hit one for the A's, too. A.J. Burns?
Is no, that a thing? His name was...
not Will. It's not Will.
No, it's not Will. He had kind of longer hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was kind of like a California-looking guy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll figure that out.
But, like, there's other movies, like, for example...
Eric Burns.
In Major League, when they're playing against the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees are always the bad guy. Yeah. Almost always.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, it was the Mets. So you probably root for the Cubs there. But, yeah, the Yankees are the easy pick for the bad guy in the movies. Mm-hmm. Unless it's Pride of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen. Mm-hmm. All right, Jamie's got a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day.
All right, Cowboys fans.
Oh,
this
boy.
One's for you.
Mm-mm.
Tomorrow night, the NFL draft. Who, not who, what position should the Cowboys focus on as their biggest need and draft in the first round?
There are two immediate positions. Are you, what kind of fan are you,
Ben? What kind of fan are you?
Yeah. You look like a Rob Lowe fan. That's what I would go with, where you just wear the NFL shield and say, let's everybody have fun. You got an NBC Sports hat on. So that's what
I mean, his hat is cool, but so is Rob Lowe's. I think it's cool looking, too.
Or it's just the NFL shield.
I would love an MLB hat, like the umpire's hat. I think that's awesome.
Okay, who is your team, Ben?
You could say it was the Dallas Cowboys, okay. But I could just pull for them for old time's sake.
Seem to be a lot of those kind out there right now. My pick, there's the two position groups that immediately come to mind, and they're pretty interchangeable about what's more important. Offensive line, you lost a lot this offseason. Biadasz and well, I can't think of his name, Tyler. Anyway, the Giant. Your Giant left tackle. That's
Tyron Smith.
Tyron Smith. Yeah.
Tyler Smith is the other one. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Tyron Smith. But you've lost a lot of pieces on the offensive line. Feel like you need some protection for Dak. So if you get a good tackle, a good offensive lineman in general at 24 that you feel like is a good pick, then that's probably where I'd lean to. But defensive backfield's the other one. You need safeties. You need DBs. Almost always seems like that's a position that gets hurt all the time for the Cowboys. So,
yeah, a big question mark over there is what's Diggs coming back off of his injury and
how
that could, you know, how does he bounce back and how long does it take him to get going again?
Yeah, so both of those I would be fine with. Mm-hmm.
So for me, you could say that I would say everything because there's holes everywhere on this team, and I pretty much left the Cowboys after Tyron Smith left. But to go with the question, I'll say offensive line as well. Linebacker, defensive back, running back. Virtually 80 to 90% of the roster needs something.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't go running back, although I think you need a running back.
I wouldn't
take a running back in the first round. Okay. Yep. But I think the Cowboys will draft one. So I definitely think you need one. I just wouldn't go that early. You know, the offensive line thing is you're both absolutely right on that one. And I always think it's, man, every year if you can get a good offensive lineman, add him to the mix, that's the right thing to do.
Agreed.
And I think I probably lean in that direction. Although what worries me is it feels like offensive line, that's not a spot where like, hey, we're counting on this rookie to play left guard for us or left tackle for us. That's, to me, that's a little bit scary.
It is scary. Yeah. The Cowboys have done the plug-and-play thing quite a bit.
I mean, Terrence Steele in recent years started a bunch as a rookie.
But he didn't look good as a rookie. He's looked good since then.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen other players like Biadasz and like some guys that had careers into early that did work out pretty well. Mm-hmm. Zach Martin, another one of those. I think he came in and started immediately. But you had pretty good pieces around them on the offensive line. Now you're going to have to do some patchwork, and that's where it gets a little more dangerous.
So the other one for me besides offensive line, I'm with Ben and feeling like a linebacker. A run stuffing middle linebacker.
Yeah. I think that's a big one. And Overshown's supposed to come back. Mm-hmm. I do like that you have that in the linebacking core. But as far as a run stuffing middle linebacker,
just that guy.
And any consolation, probably an interior defensive lineman, because Mozzie Smith, in my opinion, won't cut it. And they were asking him to cut some pounds. And I'm like, you don't do that to a run stuffer who's tailor-made to stop the run.
So, kind of like Ben saying, I think you're speaking a little hyperbole, saying you need 90% of the roster, but there are a ton of holes on this team.
Yeah, so maybe you're in a situation where it's definitely – without a doubt, best player available.
It's crazy to me to look at this team and say, okay, you were the ones who won the league last year, and what are you going to do this year? How many pieces you let go in free agency and did not replace?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're going to be leaning on some of these draft picks just by default.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do in the draft is going to be pretty important. And I am curious to see if the Cowboys trade back a little bit. Maybe trade back to like 31 or 32 or early second round and try to compile some draft picks. And
getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a hump day. You're listening to the Bottom Line. About 10 minutes left with you in the program. So get any thoughts or comments or questions you got? Any leftover for us, bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will get you a most interesting fact of the day brought to you by Dos Equis in a moment. Right now, it is time for a word of the day. Thanks to our friends at the Home Zone for teaming up with 100.7 The Score. Chance to give away cold hard cash. We're giving away $10,000 in totality, but weekly giveaways of cash like David Estrada, who won $250 yesterday. Pretty good. I'd take $250 on a random Tuesday. All you got to do is go enter whatever secret word we give you at 107thescore.com, and you'll get entered to win that cash. Weekly cash as well as a grand prize of $2,500. We'll give away it two docs in June. Today's word, one of Jamie's favorites. Mets! That was sarcasm, actually. Mets. M-E-T-S, Mets, Mets, Mets. Oh, I think that's the wrong New York team that chanced that.
They're kind of the same.
I feel like
the Mets and the Jets are the same thing. The Yankees and the Giants are the same thing.
In my head, I would guess, 85% of New Yorkers like are Mets-Jets fans combos? Well, maybe not that. I would say 85% of people that are Mets fans are Jets fans too. And then like the groupings pair together.
Yeah.
As far as, in my mind, people that are Giants fans are Yankees fans, and people that are Jets fans are Mets fans. And not always that way, because I know there's Yankees crossover for the two, but
it's weird.
Could you say that Jets and Mets fans are also Nets fans for the NBA?
Probably not. I think everybody forgets the Nets are there.
Yeah.
It's always like Knicks territory.
They're all Knicks fans. Nobody roots for the Nets.
Only people in Brooklyn. Or maybe some Jersey leftovers or Nets fans, but mm-hmm. I don't know. But maybe. So, Jamie, that is our word. Go enter it at 107thescore.com. Time for our most interesting facts of the day, brought to you by Dos Equis. Jamie, there's a guy named Rory McIlroy. You've probably heard of him.
I have.
He's won $1.7 million playing golf this year.
That's pretty good.
April 24th this year, he's won $1.7 million. You think, oh, that's pretty good. He has been out-earned by a guy named Ted Scott. You have any idea who this is? Ted Scott has made $1.8 million.
Clint's brother?
It's not. Right. It is Scotty Scheffler's caddy. Scotty Scheffler's caddy this year has made $1.8 million.
Because Scotty Scheffler has won so much.
Because he's won four out of his last five tournaments.
Good for him.
That's unbelievable. A caddy making $1.8 million in April.
That's awesome.
So, getting paid. He got on the right guy's back. That's mm-hmm. for sure. That is for sure. Jamie, you heard of a guy named Jackson Holiday?
I have.
His dad is kind of a punk. His grandpa's really a punk. Anyway.
His uncle's.
Is it bad that I kind of root against him because of his family?
Oh, no, because I do.
You're rooting against Jackson Holiday.
I hate everything that has anything to do with those people.
Yeah, I mean, because of his family, I'm like, hope anything. You are a bust.
Yep.
Sorry, Lucas. Jackson Holiday, and this was yesterday's fact, but
looks like he's going to be a terrific player.
He's got an .033 batting average going into yesterday,
mm-hmm.
a .127 OPS. Both are the lowest through the player's first nine games of his career since Gary DeSarcina in 1990. 1990, 34 years since a guy's had this bad of a start to his Major League Baseball career. Because most of the time, you know, you start this bad, it's like, you're not ready, kid. We're going to send you back
Did
down.
They bring him up because somebody got hurt, or did they bring him up because...
Dad complained? Oh, I'm not joking. There was
Our uncle was whining to the umpire.
There was legitimately talks that Dad was complaining. Was like, hey, this guy should be up. What are we doing here? Why is he up? So he comes up 4 days into the season.
Yeah, that was just odd.
Why not? If you're going to start him in the first week of the season, why not be the game?
Yes. Unless there was an injury.
And I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, I don't either.
I didn't pay attention close enough.
It's not hurting my feelings, though, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, Jackson Holiday, he's off to a bit of a slow start. We'll just call it that. Jamie, did you know the last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes was 1968?
Well, it's been a while.
George Wallace ran on a platform promoting segregation mm-hmm. and won five states in 1968. I'm not going to tell you those states. Actually, mm-hmm. I can. It's Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. No Texas. Jamie, did you know there's a city called Rome on every continent besides Antarctica?
I did not know that.
There are a few in the United States, including one in Texas.
In New York.
And New York. Mm-hmm. Also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho, and of course Italy.
Where's the one in Texas?
I want to say towards Houston.
Okay.
Because Paris is East Texas. There's
Northeast.
There's a famous like little road trip you can take that's the European road trip of Texas. There's Rome.
Paris.
There's Paris, and I can't remember.
Isn't there Italy?
I think there's an Italy as well.
Yeah, I think so.
European. All right. What's the other ones? There's Manchester, Athens, Italy, Rome, Naples, Dublin. There's all this that you can go all through Texas and hit all of it. Manchester and Naples are both East Texas.
I've never heard of either one of those.
Manchester's like right down the road from Paris.
Okay. I've been to Paris.
You've been there.
I've been to Athens, unfortunately. Terrible place.
Really? Yeah, Italy's down the road from Athens. Oh.
Italy, I've heard of Italy.
Yeah.
Don't think I've been there, but I've heard of it.
So
mm-hmm.
you can do that. It's a 1,200-mile round trip. You got Nederland, which is the Netherlands, Moscow, Athens, Paris, Italy, West Texas, there's a West Czech Republic, Dublin, London, Stonehenge 2, Fredericksburg, Texas, which is German, Missin Concepcion,
Dave who?
Spain.
Dave who?
Yeah.
You don't get that joke?
I don't.
You don't know who Dave Concepcion is?
Oh, trying to think of what
Mike
team.
Gustafson is going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what team. The Cardinals?
Reds.
Reds. Sorry. I should have got that. Gus probably used it on his little Immaculate Grid already today.
He probably did.
He's got all that just tucked away for everything. Jamie, Bohemian Rhapsody actually started the music video trend. Queen made a promotional video for the song in 1975, and it was such a hit that record companies started making videos for all hit songs.
So do they not make videos anymore? Or do they?
They do.
Why does MTV not play videos? Why does it only play Ridiculousness?
Well, it plays... Well, yeah, I think there's MTV Classic. They play videos. MTV 2 plays Ridiculousness, and MTV's into the like Pregnancy at 16. I don't think that's the name of the show. What's it called?
I don't know, but every hotel room I go to has MTV.
Yeah, Ridiculousness is what...
And that's all they have. And it's somewhat entertaining. I watch it sometimes.
Yeah, there's some of that. I don't know why. There's a song... There's a song by Bowling for Soup that came out when I was in middle school. And one of the lines in it, the song's called 1985. You'd probably like it. It's about everything from the 80s. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the lines in it is back when music was still on MTV. DG. And that was back then. Yeah. It's like, yeah, and had music in forever.
Sad.
It is kind of sad.
I used to like watching music videos, man, after school.
Yeah.
That was a thing to do. And I'm telling you, man, when Michael Jackson's Thriller music video came out, I mean, it was like everybody
the stuff.
In America, like the release date and the time, everybody was watching the TV.
And that was like...
It was like watching when the space shuttle took off. Yeah. It was that big of a deal.
That was like a 13-minute video, right? The original
awesome.
One?
Awesome.
It was super long.
I remember showing that to my kids when they were little and they got scared.
We watched that. Yeah, I showed that to Walker, like at Halloween. Meg got so mad at me.
Yes, I got in trouble with
the wife.
Like, I
forgot it was kind of like PG-13 yeah. Scary. My bad.
He's a fake wolf.
It's a great great video.
Look, he can still moonwalk.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.